I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. Today, I'm thinking about that phrase, not of this world. And I see those stickers on trucks and cars, and I love it, not of this world. And the counter to that is we do have to live in this world, but we can't be of this world. And that's such a struggle to be in the world and not of the world. And for those of us that work in the world of business or any kind of endeavor in the secular world, we are constantly trying to balance like success as the world defines it, because sometimes we have to do that, whether we're making a profit or accomplishing an objective, but realizing that our identity isn't there and the way the world sees that and goes about that is not our way. And I think this is one of the hardest things for those of us that are not in full-time ministry, which is the majority of us, how to be on that line between how the world sees success, and we have to participate there, but not letting it define us. And it's a constant challenge.
It's a constant battle. I got news for you too. Even if you aren't in full-time ministry like me, it's a constant battle. And this is, you know, John 17 shows us that Jesus wants us in this battle. And this is where this phrase comes from. He's praying to the Father right before his death. And he says, "For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world, Father. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." So he wants us in this battle. To be in the middle of it, still working with the world, bringing our gifts to the world, and yet protected. And what's that mean? I think it means, I mean, there's a lot of things. It means detachment from outcomes. It means kind of a holy indifference about what's in it for me. It means that we're not driven by money. But I'll tell you, here's the irony, Pat. I'm sure the most successful people you've worked with, those things apply to them. You're actually more likely to have more success and frankly, make more money if that's your approach. If it's, hey, this is all about service and not about me.
Yeah, you know, and the holy indifference, you mentioned that. I just recently read something about that. I think that was St. Ignatius Loyola who said, I have to be indifferent to the outcomes of things because I have to have a holy attitude about that. If this works out, that's great. If it doesn't, that's great. As long as I'm doing God's will. And I thought about a field goal kicker in the NFL who last year, I remember in a game, He got hurt, but he had to keep kicking, and he kicked the winning field goal with an injured leg. He made 4 field goals. He was the hero. And afterward, they said, "How does it feel? This is amazing. You're the hero." And he said, "You know, I'm glad I made the kicks, and that's great. Winning's fun, but this isn't what defines me." He said, I'm a follower of Jesus. And so I'm glad we made it. It's better to make it than not to make it, but it's not really that big of a deal. And it blew me away. I thought, what a testimony to joyful, holy indifference and being in the world, but not of the world.
Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for your prayer to the Father before you died and rose and ascended, that we would live in a way that is not of this world, but that we live in a way that's protected from the gunk. Help us to live with a detachment, a holy indifference, and the freedom of being your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.